Welcome to Kaleidoscope on WSJF. On Kaleidoscope, we take a topic, hold it up to the light, shake it up, and look at it to find something new and beautiful. Today on Kaleidoscope, we have a high school senior in the studio, Kiara Vasileros. I met her when she asked if she could do an internship with our radio station at St. Joseph Catholic Community. Kiara is a senior at Liberty High School and is a student athlete. She's been playing on the girls' varsity basketball team since her freshman year and has experienced a few faith-changing challenges in her young life. She'd like to major in sports communication in college and hopes to become an athletic commentator someday. Our host for this edition of Kaleidoscope is Danny Gallagher. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Kaleidoscope. I'm Danny Gallagher in the studio today, and with me is my special guest, Kiara Vasileros, and we're here today. Kiara, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're here today to talk about Kiara's faith journey, and she's got a lot of things that have happened in her life. She's 18 years old, but you know what? I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to let you talk about yourself. So Kiara, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Kiara Vasileros. I'm a senior at Liberty High School. I've been in the church for a while now. I've been altar serving for about 6-7 years, and I've had a couple faith-changing opportunities throughout my high school journey.
Great. And so thanks so much again for coming in. Did you say that you were 18?
I am 18.
Yeah, okay. Just letting people know how old you are. Okay, good. Well, thanks again. And I think that what I'd like to ask you a little bit about is just what is your whole journey toward faith? Like a lot of times when we're young, we don't know what's happening or too much. So can you just tell me a little bit about what's kind of happened in your faith life? What's the first point that you remember? So let's say this. What do you remember your sacraments? Do you remember taking your sacraments in the church, First Communion, et cetera?
Yeah, well, I received my First Communion first. I don't really remember much. That was a while ago, but it got me more involved in the church. Again, I started altar serving, and then I got my reconciliation, and then I had confirmation, which was during COVID, so I didn't really do much. But my second year, we went in the church because we couldn't go anywhere because of COVID. We had a 13-hour retreat. I enjoyed it. It was fun, and yeah.
So how did being an altar server change your faith life or going to church, that experience?
It got me more engaged in what's happening during Mass, what the priest is saying, what he's trying to say, what God's message is, and it just kept me engaged, getting more involved in the community.
So that experience of Mass, I mean, I was actually an altar server too when I was young, a long, long time ago. And I understand when you say that you don't remember too much about what happened to you during your First Communion and Reconciliation sacraments, because, man, I sure don't remember. Of course, mine was 60 years ago or whatever. So, but of course, receiving those sacraments gave you some grace and sort of moved your faith journey along. And then it does sound like your experience of being an altar server was the first thing that kind of more impacted your faith, just because you had to really pay attention at Mass. I mean, you were required to pay attention. So that made a difference for your faith. Okay. And so your experience of confirmation was tough because it was during COVID and you weren't able to get together and have that small group experience. Was a lot of it on Zoom or, you know?
My first year, everything was on Zoom. Mm-hmm. My second year, we were mostly on Zoom, but the restrictions started lifting. So we had some opportunities to experience what normal confirmation is, but mostly on Zoom.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on Faith FM 92.7. I'm your host of the show, Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio talking to our high school intern, Kiara Vasileros, about her faith journey. So in high school, when did you really get hurt the first time? Just talk about that a little bit, like what happened with your ACL.
So I was a freshman so ninth grade, I was trying out for the varsity basketball team. It was before the season. We had this thing called Fall League, which was an opportunity for high school teams to just play basketball before the season. And I got hurt during one of the Fall League games, which was, I want to say, about a couple weeks before tryouts, which was devastating.
Yeah. Yes. Good word.
But I had to get surgery. It took a while because, again, it was during COVID. I had to get a COVID test to make sure I didn't have COVID. I had to get an MRI. Only one of my family members was allowed in the operating room.
Oh, my gosh. So the whole COVID thing was really, I'm sure that did make it a lot worse. And took a lot longer.
Yeah.
And just made a lot worse because you didn't have support. You know, the people weren't there to support you.
Yep.
All right, go ahead.
And then during my rehab, I actually got COVID.
Oh.
So I couldn't attend my physical therapist. So we had to do kind of FaceTime calls once a day to do my exercises, which was very hard because I didn't have most of the equipment at home that was at my place where I had physical therapy. But I got through that with my family and friends who supported me.
Sure. Great. And how about any prayer experience? Because I know that you, of course, after your surgery, now then you did it again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and when was that?
That was the end of my sophomore year.
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh.
Literally back to back.
Mm-hmm. And so I know that most likely as you're kind of going through this journey of this experience of having these struggles and setbacks and then recovery time, did prayer play any kind of, did that help you at all through that experience?
Yes. So after my surgeries and recoveries, I started praying before every game to make sure I wouldn't get hurt or no one else would get hurt. And I definitely think that worked. But during my recoveries, when I was struggling, I would always pray and try to look to God when I needed him.
Mm-hmm. And how about, is there any particular form of prayer that you would use?
I would just thank him for the opportunity and say what I want him to help me with. And again, thank him for what he has done for me.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, you certainly have a great physical ability. Now your ACL, that was a pain, pain in the leg. But you certainly have good physical ability and skill doing that. And that's all God-given, of course.
Yeah.
And so how has your attitude toward church changed as you got older and came through all those experiences?
Well, when I was younger, I would think of, view church more as an obligation than an opportunity to get closer to God and the community. But ever since I started altar serving and going to more events with the church, I started seeing it as a blessing, and I got closer with people at the church, the priest, the community. I had more friends, and I just enjoy it more.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything that you remember at all coming through all of that time and as your faith was changing, anything that you remember that you were told or about God that you really remember?
I would say my mom would always say, when you're struggling, God is always there. He'll carry you through your lows and he'll be with you when you're in your highs.
Good. Okay, great. So those are all great experiences and things that you've shared today. And is there anything in particular? You're a young person, and it's really great to have a young person talking about their faith on the radio. What is there anything that you would share with people your age or even younger that you would say about how to engage your faith and try to have a relationship with God?
Yeah, I would say get more involved in the church. You'll enjoy it more instead of seeing it, as I saw it, like an obligation. Don't take anything for granted. And when you need help, pray, look to God, and look to positive supporters.
Okay, good. All right, so Kara, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it, and thanks for talking here on Kaleidoscope. Thank you for listening to Kaleidoscope on WSJF with your host, Danny Gallagher. Stay tuned for more conversations where we point our kaleidoscope at a subject and talk about it to help us see in new and different ways. Talk to you again soon on Kaleidoscope.